Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A., coming at you, as I love to do, every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887. That's the number to call in. That's 866-96-POTUS. You are listening live to yours truly right here on POTUS Radio. What I'm about to say, I've said before. I was ignored back then. I wasn't paid much attention to. I was summarily dismissed until people realized that what the hell I was saying had a point. And ladies and gentlemen, a couple of years ago, June of 2024 to be exact, so that's less than a couple of years ago, June of 2023. It was a year before the debate between former President Joe Biden and presidential candidate number 45, Donald Trump, pursuing being number 47. And on that day in June of 2023, I said then what I'm about to say now. We need a new president. We need a new president. And unlike Marjorie Taylor Greene or a bunch of people on the right, bloviating, talking out of both sides of their mouth, knowing that they're pushing for something that'll never happen, meaning invoking the 25th Amendment, led by the vice president, cabinet members, and two-thirds of the House of Congress coming together to unseat a sitting president due to him being unfit. I'm not saying it to you because I think it's going to happen. I'm not going to engage in futility. That ain't going to happen. As long as he's alive and breathing, Donald Trump's going to be the president until the end of the year 2028. It's just a fact. But that doesn't mean we can't aspire for some things. It doesn't mean that we can't look at him and say, this man is disastrous for the American people. Not because of the reasons you say, but because of the reasons I say. That's why I'm glad we got a number to call in. That's why I'm glad I got this show on Sirius XM. That's why I'm glad that you know to call 866-967-6887-866-96-POTUS. I want you to call it because I'm not running. This man is a problem. Because he seems more concerned leading himself than leading the American people. You see, I didn't get to policies when it came to President Trump, because policies are a different matter. I'm a centrist that leans right fiscally and left with practically everything else. I'm not a fan of MAGA on the extreme right, and I damn sure ain't a fan of the progressives, which is the extreme left. I'm of the Bill Clinton variety. I'm one of the Barack Obama variety. You might sit up there and say he was extreme or whatever the case may be. I'd say, you know what? He was willing to go across the aisle if he had people that were willing to work with him. I'm a Senator John McCain kind of Republican. Mitt Romney kind of Republican in terms of that kind of stuff. I like people that talk about the issues and leave themselves open to being persuaded to some degree, because I believe the absence of that leads to what we have, absolute chaos. And who's a greater instigator of that than Donald J. Trump? Did you see what he said on Easter Sunday? Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday. Christians all over this world, and especially in this country, this man goes on Easter Sunday and says, and I'm quoting, and SiriusXM all the honchos, forgive the profanity I'm reading, damn it, it ain't me. He said, Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Open the fucking strait, as in the Strait of Hormuz. You crazy bastards. It's talking about mullahs running Iran. Or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah. How do you think Muslims throughout the world felt when they heard that? How do you feel they felt about the flagrant disrespect he displayed, especially in adding that last line on purpose? And you see, a lot of people want to look at him and they want to say, Stephen A., I mean, get it together, man. What the hell is the matter with you? Don't you see what he's doing, Stephen A.? Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Because as I've tried to tell people before, I'm a reporter by trade. I'm a prober. I'm inquisitive. I ask, I want to listen, I want to learn, I want to hear. I don't think I know everything, but I know how to listen. And I know how to cultivate sources and resources. And I have them on both sides of the aisle. I'm here to tell you. POTUS has done wonders for me. It's just opened the floodgates. I thought I had sources before. My God, the people that got me on speed dial and are texting me now from all over the country. Both sides of the aisle. Sports and politics. I mean, it's crazy. And I had somebody on the right say this to me. Haven't you gotten him by now? He's crazy as a fox. He wants the Iranians to know he means it as a path to ending war peacefully. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he wants them to know he's crazy. He will do it. And he's speaking to the only language those lunatics understand. He doesn't want to blow them up anymore, but the ball is in their court. Fair enough. Like I said, and I reiterated this point, last week or a couple of weeks ago, Democrats wanted to deal with Iran. Republicans wanted to deal with Iran. This president actually stepped up and had the courage to do it. Fair enough. But what about the residual impact? What about the American citizens whose hearts are palpitating and pumping at an expedited rate because you know what? They worried about their sons, their nephews, their relatives, their loved ones being sent to Iran because this man has alluded to boots on the ground. What about that? What about the fear that you're instilling in this country? Richest country in the world. Supposed to be a superpower. We were supposed to, according to this president, having dealt with Iran already, because he said last June they were obliterated, only to find out when he sent some of his dudes to, as envoys to Iran, oh, suddenly they had enough material, whether it's plutonium or whatever the hell it was, uranium, whatever the hell it was, he's got enough material where they could have a nuclear weapon in a month. That ain't what you told us the previous June. It's all over the place. It's all over the place, and it's scaring the American people. I have a very simple question for the American citizens out there. Does the end always justify the means? If you have the American people scared shitless for 6 months, hypothetically, and then it takes you that long, and then ultimately it's resolved, but lives are lost, and chaos reigns, and the country is even more divided, because you didn't know how to handle stuff diplomatically, Mr. Art of the Deal. Where does that get this country? We need a new president. If he's supposed to be such an adroit negotiator, we need somebody who can is an adroit negotiator, but with class. We need somebody who's an adroit negotiator, supposedly he is. We need somebody that's like that, but in the same breath, knows what the word diplomacy means and what it stands for. We need somebody that thinks about the American people and not just their ego. We need somebody that understands the importance of the end being meaningful and productive and beneficial to the American people, but not one who is all about by any means. It don't matter. Because it does matter. And we don't have that in this president. We have a man who's told us trillions of dollars are coming into the economy. We're still waiting because of all those deals he was making over the last year in the Middle East. The tariff wars and the money that it was supposed to generate. No, our economy is not falling flat on its face. And no, we're not sitting up there and in a recession or a depression or anything like that. But damn it, we're not thriving the way we were promised we would be. We know, whether we want to admit it or not, the man was right to close the borders. Because when you let anywhere from 10 to 12 to 15 million people cross the borders illegally, and in undocumented fashion, guess what? Something has to be done about that. But did you have to do it optically the way it was done? By ICE? No, this is not authoritarianism going on in the United States of America. Thank God, because, you know, we're not going to allow that. But I'll be damned if it hasn't been given the impression, because you got Republicans barely with a spine that will stand up and pose resistance to them. I got a representative coming on in hour number two. And Representative Tim Burchett out of Tennessee, I can't wait to talk to him. Because where's the spine at? See, I don't sit here and fixate myself over the president because of every little thing he does, because I know who he is. My attitude is 435 representatives, 100 senators, a Supreme Court justice, a democracy that is the United States of America will never let those concerns happen. It would never allow it to reach fruition. Therefore, you don't have to worry about the No Kings protest. It ain't going to happen until you go out in the streets of America and you see the palpable fear that some people have. And this guy seems to thrive in it. It's almost like he's trying to engage in population control, because if people drop dead, there'll be less people to worry about and we'll be okay with the stress he causes. And after he issued that post on social media on Easter Sunday, how about what he did the next day? Where's that post at? Put this up. April 7th. Yesterday, Tuesday, President Donald J. Trump, a whole civilization will die tonight. This is after Easter Sunday. This is after the post I read to you about Easter Sunday. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionary, wonderful, revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the people of Iran. So he ends it with God bless the people of Iran after threatening to wipe them off the earth. Did you see how many Iranians were on the bridge in Iran? Trying to get the hell up out? Did you see how many of them scared? This is a president that lamented the fact that 40 to 50,000 of them were killed by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard just months ago. You're lamenting that they were getting slaughtered by their own leaders. You swore up and down you took out the leaders, not taking into account his brethren, and how they were going to take control, and how they were going to be uncooperative, because if you take out their leaders, why should they be assisting you in any way? These are logical things that I'm pointing to. That's why we need a new president. We need somebody that's interested in taking into account the consciousness of the American people. Is there some missile? Is there some ballistic missile that I have missed that I don't know about that can reach America from Iran? I'm not aware of it. It's not stopping Israel from doing what it's doing to protect itself. And they're pretty skilled at it. I'm fully aware that they have planes flying in Saudi Arabia airspace, which is uncommon. So clearly they're disgusted with Iran and they want assistance in doing something about Iran, the number one leading sponsor of terrorism, supposedly. So we get why Trump may have acted. We get why you felt the need to collab with Israel and do what you needed to do to take them out while you could. And we certainly get an insistence on opening up the Strait of Hormuz, because guess what? 20% of the world's oil goes through there. We understand. And you can't have them dictating everything, because oil price is going to raise, gas price is going to raise, it's going to inconvenience the world economy. I get it. There was no other way. Zero. No other way, huh? That's Donald Trump. The 25th Amendment will not be executed. Stop it. Just say you think, just say what Stephen A. said. You got former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene right there. 25th Amendment, not a single bomb has dropped on America. We cannot kill an entire civilization. This is evil and madness. Yeah. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. This is not foreign policy. It's a deranged madman threatening to wipe out an entire country. It's past time the 25th Amendment must be invoked. Senator Ed Markey, Democrat, Massachusetts. The House and Senate must return to session. The House must pass articles of impeachment, and then the Senate must vote to convict and remove the president, or the cabinet and vice president with congressional concurrence must invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump. See, stop. Stop it. All you're showing is how useless you are. To invoke the 25th Amendment, you're going to have to get the vice president to sign off, the Republicans in the House to sign off, cabinet members to sign off, basically declaring him unfit. It's something the president is fully capable of fighting by saying he's not unfit. And as a result, it's a reason why it's never been exercised in American history. Stop it. Stop it. And by the way, to Ro Khanna, Democrat out of California, who I like very much, okay, along with various others, stop with the impeachment stuff either. Did you try that already, damn it? I mean, talk about an exercise of futility. You impeached them not once, but twice. You loaded the courts and got them convicted on 34 felony counts, some would say, not me. So you got them as a convicted felon. You got them impeached twice. You had the insurrection on January 6th, but you forgot to address the fact that the Constitution allows a convicted felon to run for the presidency. I mean, duh! It never occurred to you that if it wasn't going to stop him from running for the presidency, why would you waste all that effort and all that taxpayers' money trying to convict him in a court of public opinions and the courts, knowing that none of it would have stopped him? You got to beat him, and you didn't do it. Ro Khanna, we need to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump. Threatening war crimes is a blatant violation of our Constitution and the Geneva Conventions. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the difference between me and them. I'm saying the man needs to go. We need a new president. because he don't know how to act. Period. What they're doing is exercising in futility. I'm only expressing an opinion about how you should feel about him at this moment in time. They're acting like they could do something about it when they know damn well they can't. You can't do anything to him. If you couldn't keep him from getting back into office after he departed, once the insurrection happened, and you had all of these charges that you threw at him that he got convicted of, once that didn't stop him from regaining his seat in the White House, you lost all credibility. Shut up! S-H-A-L-L-O-P. My former high school teacher, Mr. Burgervoy at Thomas Edison High School in New York City, used to say that. He didn't say shut up. He said shut up. My man Jeff is someplace laughing about that. It's the truth. Shut up. You're just talking nonsense. You're full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. I'm simply giving the opinion that as the midterms approach to the Republican Party, look out for yourself. Get a spine. Stand up to some of the rhetoric and the nonsense that this man is spewing. Get him in a corner. Tell him to either shut the hell up or stop talking like that. It's counterproductive to the interest and the peace of mind in the United States of America. Do we have that sound, y'all? Griff, Izzo, Jen, that I sent y'all about Megyn Kelly. I want y'all, this is what, when I said to people that I did not vote for Donald Trump to be the president of the United States, there has never been a sound bite that encapsulates and captures the exact reason why I didn't vote for this man more so than Megyn Kelly going off about Trump once he said what he said about wiping Iran off of the face of this earth. Listen to Megyn Kelly right here.
Now, as you can imagine, that post did not go over well with the Iranians or with many Americans. I mean, I don't know about you, but I am sick of this shit. I'm sick of it. Can't he just behave like a normal human? I mean, honestly, like the president, 3D chess, shut up. Fucking shut up about that shit. You don't threaten to wipe out an entire civilization. We're talking about civilians just casually in a social media post. You know, like I am the first to try to understand Trump and his strategy and to not freak out over his weird social media posts and language that is loose and incendiary. Truly, I've lived with it for 10 plus years. I learned it the hard way when I was on the receiving end of it for 9 months. And truly, I think that was a gift to me in many ways because it helped me really come to understand what he does with his social media. But this is completely irresponsible and disgusting.
That was Megyn Kelly responding to Trump's post about how a whole civilization will die tonight. This is a man that asked the Iranian people to free themselves after he took out their leader. One minute you're asking them to free themselves, another minute you're saying their whole civilization will die tonight. Did he mean it? Probably not. Was it engagement in hyperbole? Probably. The point is, the leader of the free world talking like that, acting like that, while making sure to pad his wallets and that of his family along the way, and speaking in that fashion, leaving the rest of us devoid of a peace that he may be feeling, showing a willingness and an ability potentially to exercise an unspeakable evil. That's Megyn Kelly, who supports him in some people's eyes anyway, to the degree that a lot of MAGA folks have. Yet her, Tucker Carlson, and others Candace Owens and others, they turn against all that. And now you got other folks on the right complaining about them. So even the right is divided now. All under the auspices and the stewardship of President number 47, formerly number 45. It's got to stop. It's why he lost the election in 2020. 81 million people didn't vote for Joe Biden. They voted against Donald Trump. Most of whom did so because of the way he acts and the divisiveness and the divide and the chaos he causes in this country. Sure, we need great leadership in the White House. And decorum and being a nice guy, that doesn't cut it. I got it. But you don't have to be that. Even the right knows that. We need a new president. 2028 can't come soon enough because we know he ain't going nowhere until then. But we need an adult in the room. And by the way, I'm not for the 25th Amendment being invoked because if it were to happen, that means J.D. Vance would be the president, and I don't think that would be any better. Might be worse. That's right, I said it. I got more. Don't worry about it.